What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We get this special episode moving with Mike Blanks and the Stabs. Not gonna let them. Right, that was Mike Blanks and the Stabs coming off their only album, starting them off young. Now, we got a little special Pogo City Radio tonight. Basically, the reason why this is happening is because I have just been busy as fuck lately, along with the rest of the Pogoers. And so, kind of needed to fill some time. So, we got this August 26th show coming up with Blank 77, The Parasitics, The Oi Scouts, Damn Broads, Video Massacre, Sick 86, Old Tigers, Clerical Error, and The Road Sodas. That's a lot of bands. We got that show going on. Blank's headlining it. Now, last year, Blank's also played the Punk Block Party. And they're cool enough to do it this year. So I went back to last year's interview on a different show that we did, the Voice of Bedlam show, with Mike. And we got a nice, I clipped it out, we got a nice 20-minute interview here with Mike taking you guys through all the history of Blank 77, some stories from the road, talking about the Stabs a little bit. Now, there was a lot of NASCAR talk in the original one, but we're going to leave that out of the Pogo City one. But if you guys want to go find it, you can look for it there. So we are going to be playing, you know, some tunes still and everything, but definitely going to sneak this Mike Blanks interview in there for you guys. Really, really good interview. So, of course, I did it. How could it be bad, right? Me and Mike put together. That's perfect, right? There you go. There you go. Why don't we just get right along with the tunes and go do alcohol withdrawal.
Good morning. I have my cold beer.
With the Parasitics.
You have your cold beer? If not, you are fucking jabroni.
Starts off with a couple of beers. Bunch of the boys all yell and cheer. Local band
the jam. Race to see how many we can slam. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck last call, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck last call, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. When there's no more beers to be had, that's the only time that we get mad. Bottles, cans, bottles, mugs. Give us booze, fuck your ass. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Drink, 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 drink. Drink, 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 drink. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey! Hey, hey, hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day, now let's take it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
The Parasitic. Coming out of P-Bird. Now, you guys can also catch Larry, Paul, Josie, and the Parasitics at that August 26th punk block party going 707 North 4th Street, Allentown, Pennsylvania, with Damn Broads, Blanks, the Oi Scouts, and all that. So you guys got to come out. Also, in this interview we're going to be playing in a second, Mike talks about the Parasitics in it a little bit. Had some fun. So, yeah, I hope you guys really like the interview. And we're going to stick with some Jersey tunes, just like when we had the Oi Scouts on the show. I mean, that was a three-hour show, so it wasn't all Jersey music. But the first hour and a half or so was all Jersey music. So let's keep going with the Jersey music and do a little bit of Wretched Ones, Nothing Wrong.
Feel the cold fresh air, except at recreation. said, the things they said I've done. A bottle and a whore, and something about a gun. I don't believe my buddies over here did the things they said. I swear we're all innocent until the days were dead. Swear that we're all innocent then. We won't kill or rob again. Time drags on, it feels so long. We know we done nothing wrong. Jails are full of innocent men. We won't kill or rob again. Time drags on, it feels so long. We know we done nothing wrong.
The Wretched One on Pogo City Radio. All right, all right. Now, some good news for the whole, for Andrew Bedlam. See, I love my sampler. I love my little sound effects and my little audio clips. That shit took forever to get repaired. I got a new one, actually. But it's supposed to be here tomorrow. And tomorrow we are doing a show, the normal Friday night show. And, So yeah, so this will be the last show without my little sound effects. So if you don't like it, that's just too fucking bad, because I think they're awesome. All right. So let's tell you guys about a couple more shows we got going on. We got a show going on, multiple shows going on Saturday. You guys can head out to the matinee show in Allentown at the Alternative Gallery with Hate Trash Disaster, Sick 86, Anti-Citizen. You guys can go check that show out for, I think, like $6. And then as soon as that ends, you guys can go fly up to Scranton, you know, about an hour north of Allentown, if that, and fly up to Scranton and come to Bones is a memorial show, raising money for his family. So you guys can come out there, see World Poison with me on bass, and Adam from Hate to Say It and Going to Hell on guitar. So along with the two originals, Steve and Khalil. You guys can also check out the Vow and Slapjaw. Now, we actually played with Vow back in Mother's last December, I believe. Really interesting band, really different, really cool though. Really cool. They sound good, but really different. Doing some cool, innovative things with them. I wish we had some Vow to play, but we don't. And that would be a Pennsylvania band. So why don't we stick with those Jersey bands, like I said, and go with a band who's also playing August 26th? I'm talking about the Oi Scouts. This war is sick. Pogo City Radio.
In the bar.
All right, well, now that we've just played the Oi Scouts, and who I've said we've had on the show before in the studio, Matt and Gabe, the original Oi Scouts, did a three-hour special with them. You guys can go back into the archives and look at it. I think it was our one-year anniversary also, and we did the show live. Oh, let me get double sidetracked here. Pogo City Radio going to be coming at you live every Friday night, probably by September. And also the shows we have on August 19th and August 26th are going to be live video of the whole event on the internet. All you guys got to go to is U, rock, R-O-C-K, dot TV. So that's www.urock.tv. If you guys go there August 19th or August 26th, you'll be able to see live feeds of the show. Also, we'll be having live audio up at Pogo City Radio and a bunch of places. There'll be live feeds everywhere, but the number one place to get the video is urock.tv. But speaking of the Oi Scouts, now we spoke a little bit a couple episodes ago about the punk invasion out in Santa Ana, California. And Peter and the Test Tube Babies was one of the headliners. And when they came out, they were basically having some karaoke shit going on. And Gabe from the Oi Scouts was singing for Peter and the Test Tube Babies. Mike Blanks from Blank 77 was singing for Peter and the Test Tube Babies and a couple other people also. And now they're saying the reason why is they wouldn't let Peter in the country, wouldn't let him through customs, because on the German tour last year, he dressed up like Donald Trump, you know, Mr. Good President Donald Trump, who we love and adore, that son of a bitch on Pogo City Radio. And sarcasm, of course. But yeah, dressed up like Donald Trump, smoking a joint and talking shit, and they wouldn't let him into the country, wouldn't let him through customs. So the band still played the gig. They had some fill-in singers, and I'm sure those guys had a lot of fun filling in. But I mean, it's pretty fucked up that we're gonna, I guess you're not allowed to pick on the president anymore. I mean, or are they gonna start deporting the Saturday Night Live cast members? I mean, I know they're American citizens, but I'm being facetious, but like, for real. So it kind of seems like, you know, freedom of speech being stepped on pretty heavily right now. And I understand that they're not an American citizen, but I still think I don't want to live in a country where people can't speak their mind even if they're not from this country. So I think it's a pretty fucked up situation, and I can't wait for Donald Trump to not have anything to do with politics. But all right, let's get back to the music. I usually stay away from politics on this show, but yeah, fuck Donald Trump, hardcore. Right, we're going to stay with another Jersey band, and this has got another tie to the Oi Scouts. And Chris from Blind Society, now the singer of the Oi Scouts, you'll be able to see him sing with the Oi Scouts, in case you forgot, August 26th, their first East Coast show in 16 years. First East Coast show in 16 years. Now, they've done about four dates in Cali, those rap bastards, and those shows were insane. Crazy. You guys got to find the videos from them, but come on, East Coast. Let's get the fucking scene moving. Let's get some people out, and let's get this shit rocking on the East Coast. But here's Chris with Blind Society coming out of South Jersey. Pogo City Radio.
Sorry, honey, couldn't take it anymore. Now we're forcibly behind the doors. Radiation now rules the land, and we are forced to live under the sand.
Why do they have to do the bomb? Stop!
Blind Society on Pogo City Radio. Yeah, Blind Society had that split with the Oi Scouts too. And I think Gabe was saying that they never, don't quote me, but they never played a Jersey show without Blind Society, he was pretty sure. I don't know, something along those lines. They played with Blind Society a lot. All right, so I guess we'll stick on our little Jersey theme, and then maybe after this track, we'll get Mr. Mike Blanks queued up in here for you guys. And so why don't we segue with a little bit of Blank 77. But the question is, which one of these awesome-ass tracks sitting in front of me should we go with? And I think I'm going to go with a little classic off my favorite album. Here's Suburbia off Tanked and Pogoed. Right, let's get to the man of the hour, Mike Blanks. All right. Well, why don't we talk about your new album, The Split, with the Parasitics, getting blasted. Sure. It's about time, dude. When did CBH come out? 1999 or 97, I think. It's been that long?
It's been, I think 99. I can't remember. But I mean, basically we did nothing. Well, I mean, as the Blanks, we did nothing since then.
What finally, guys, made you get together and lay down those, what is it, four tracks you got on the album?
Yeah, I think it's five songs we did. And the Parasitics asked us, what the hell are you, someone asked us to be on a comp, and put new songs. And we're like, all right, let's try it. And then we went in and we did the two songs. And, they sounded good, you know?
What was that, Pills and Hey You?
Pills and Tanked and Pogoed.
Oh, Tanked and Pogoed, okay.
Right, yeah. Right. So then we did them. They sounded really good. And then the guy that was going to put out the comp kind of disappeared off the face of the earth. So then the Parasitics were becoming friends with us. And then they're like, well, if you make a few more, they'll do like 5 songs and we could put out a full 12-inch LP.
There you go. It sounds great. I'm glad they talked you into it. I mean, you guys have like a total of something like what, like 19 releases, including singles. But I want you to think back to Unite and Pogo and tell me what it was like when that was coming out. Unite and Pogo, what was that, 90, 91?
That was probably 91. Yeah, yeah. So that was before that, even, I think we did a demo tape.
Yeah, and you guys covered Blitzkrieg Bop on it, I believe.
Okay. Well, before that, we did like 3 demo tapes. But, But then, at this point, we're playing shows, blah, blah, blah. We're going up to Connecticut and New York and Pennsylvania and shit like that. And then, this guy who, was having shows in his basement in Connecticut is also like, wow, you guys are, you know, bearable. Do you want to put a record out? And then that's how Unite and Pogo, came about.
Very good. Very good.
That was our first, you know, vinyl.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, I believe it was, Destroy Your Generation. And then Up the System was the 10 inch. That was the one where you really started to make things happen though. Would you agree?
Oh yeah. That was very exciting. I guess someone actually from, you know, at this point, Maximum Rock and Roll was, a big time, punk rock, go-to magazine, like weekly, or was it monthly?
Monthly.
You'd get Maximum Rock and Roll and skim through it and read the ads and see what new records are coming out and shit like that. And, that's how we, that's how people learned about bands back then.
Now
we didn't have Facebook yet.
How did you guys end up with Nasty Vinyl in Germany for the Killer Blanks?
This guy, his name was Hani, and he was a friend of a friend of mine, and he shows up at my house one day. Germans, they're always drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So he comes busting through the door. He's like, oh my goodness, blah, blah, blah. So we go to a show and hang out, and he's like, oh, I want to see this Blank 77. And I think the Blanks played, and he came to see us, and he's like, I'm going to put your record out in Germany and blah, blah, blah. And it just happened. It was, we got lucky.
That's awesome. Really cool. I mean, I also remember you guys put out a split, and it had Police Attack. And I noticed you guys do a fair amount of cover songs. My favorite is London Boys by Johnny Thunders. You guys threw on with Police Attack. What, out of the cover songs you guys have done over the years, what would you say your favorite one was to play?
My favorite one to play is actually, we're going to do it on Saturday, is the Dead Boys Sonic Reducer.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why. It's not my favorite. No,
I got a Dead Boys shirt on right now.
Oh, see? Telepathy.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but that one, I think the band, Blanks, we just play that one really well. And even though it's not, you know, sometimes you pick a song, it's like, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know? You can't play it good.
See, now, but, I have always thought that you guys are kind of an updated version. Like, I could tell you're very influenced by the Dead Boys. Like, you know what I mean? Would you agree that the Dead Boys are a big influence for you guys?
Yeah. I mean, New York punk rock is, you know, especially the beginning, you know. We always did our homework on, bands and music and, you know. I mean, God, you just have to start with the Ramones, right?
Yeah.
And then you see what evolves around them and what they came from and what they listened to and take it from there, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I use that philosophy a lot when it came to bringing in music. I would look at my favorite bands and look at my favorite band's band.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, and then if you trace it back, you find, you know, the roots. And then, you know, but then again, I also fell into the hole like Alice when I was chasing the roots. So at least I was just chasing roots, though. But, you know, speaking of roots, your roots are from New Jersey, right?
Yes, now, I was born and raised here.
No, you know, I was born in Jersey, and Mr. Drew over here, he's also from Jersey. Now,
Irvington.
There's a
Irvington.
Irvington, Union, Elizabeth.
I'm from Hunterdon County.
Okay.
So
I grew up in Hillside.
Yep. Yeah, you went to, isn't that where the whole band's from, pretty much, Hillside?
Well, Renee came from Patterson, and Chad came from Irvington, and Tim always was out. Well, Tim wasn't our first bass player, but our first bass player came from Wayne.
Wayne, New Jersey.
All right. So yeah. North Jersey in the house.
It's near whatever.
Yeah. The reason why I brought that up is because one of my favorite Jersey bands, Dillinger Escape Plan, announced that they're going to hang it up. Did you ever get a chance to either catch one of their basement shows? Because I know you mentioned basement shows. Or did you ever come across their material and appreciate maybe some of their stuff?
Oh, unfortunately, I don't recall.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe we played with them here and there, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I would not expect you to remember every person that you played with over such a long career, you know, because we had my friend Corey on last week, and I'm sure he has a hard time remembering some of the shows that he's played. But I just thought I'd ask because, you know, it's anytime there's a Jersey band that's doing well, I always like to give a little shout out because it's like, we only have one professional sports team representing the whole entire state, and that's the New Jersey Devils. So,
oh, there you go.
But let's switch gears a little bit here, and I want to move things over to the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol band, starting them off young. Why don't you tell me how that album came to be when Blank 77 was on hiatus, I guess. That's all you guys without Renee, right, and Tim over on guitar.
Yeah. You know, I guess the Blanks have hit a brick wall, you know what I mean? And I don't even know the year, maybe 2001, and we all just didn't want to be with each other anymore. You know what I mean?
Just a divorce.
Unfortunately though, we did the Stabs and then it's all the Blanks except for the girl in the band. So we did that and Renee actually did her own thing. She was in a band called the Dean and the Sex Machines. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the Stabs, we just started out, Chad, Tim, and I, with a couple, we just wanted a fun goofball kind of band, you know, a little country twang in there.
Love that part.
Slower down rock and roll, you know, punk rock. And I still like to hear four or five songs on that.
Well, I mean, I'd have to say the best ones are, Knock, 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 Permanent Binge. Yeah. What was the last track before the Beth rendition? Oh, by the way, can you tell me what Thora really thinks of Chad's rendition of Beth?
You guys, I don't know. It's miraculously, I go over Chad's and he puts on the CD and that song doesn't play anymore. I don't know how that happened.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. But did you guys do a lot of show as the Stabs or not too much?
Not really. We played a church in Brooklyn, somewhere in New York, I don't know, Queens or something.
One of them boroughs.
Yeah, we did a few shows with Total Chaos.
From the California Total Chaos.
Yes. We went to Boston, so very few shows. Maybe, I don't know, a dozen. Go ahead. Just one more thing. I just this band it has a pulse and we can do it again. But
the Stabs you're talking about.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Why not?
You've got to.
We just need a. We would need a because our.
I play bass.
One of our.
I play bass.
But we need a good bass player.
I'm a phenomenal. Ooh,
he's actually
bass
pretty
player.
Good, so I'll give him that. I'll give him that.
Well, we could do that. We'll talk on Saturday.
Yeah, there you go. Huh? But I know with Blanks, though, kicking it back over there, you've toured Europe, what, twice?
Oh, yeah, we went to Europe. We went back when the borders were still closed and there was no Euro yet.
Yeah, okay.
And it was really funny. It was every day was an adventure because we'd have to try to get into another country. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And now it's a lot more free moving, but not back then, I guess, huh?
Yeah, not back then. Yeah, it was very difficult. And one tour we go over, we start in England, and we tour all around England, and we have this English driver, you know, we rent a van and he's our driver and he's taking us around. And then we just kept getting into problems with people in the crowd. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like this one night, this guy is like, he's drunk, wasted, blah, blah, blah. And he comes over and he knocks our mirror off the side of our van. So we're driving around with no mirror. And then the very next night, we go to another show and someone gets drunk, wasted, and knocks that mirror off our van. So we're driving around Europe with no mirrors on the van.
Oh, jeez. And there's like no speed limits and stuff there too, huh?
And there's no speed limits. Yeah, it's crazy. And then we would stop on our way to, and every the next few days we'd be stopping trying to get mirrors, you know, because we rented the van and we can't just give it back broken. So yeah. Unfortunately, we had to steal the mirrors off some parked car's van, and I still feel bad about it to this day. But
well, that shows the heart in Blank 77.
Yeah. I know. We will rob you and feel bad about it later.
But they feel remorseful.
At least you won't help them look for it. Do you know what I mean? You won't rob them and then help them look for it.
I don't know. The worst part was I robbed it, and then I was holding the mirrors.
No confessions, Mike. Don't confess to anything.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. It was a long time ago. So I'm walking around with this mirror in my coat, right? And then we got lost trying to get back to the place we were playing, so I had to ask the cop for direction.
Oh, jeez.
Oi.
Wow, that must have been rough. What country was that in, do you think?
Oh, shit. Probably Germany.
Probably Germany. Yeah, a lot of good times in Germany, I bet, huh? A lot of drunken nights.
Yeah, they're really good to bands there. They treat you good. They party all night, and it's good.
Speaking of, now, you've been in the industry for quite some time.
Almost 30 years.
Oh, now, thanks.
So you've seen the evolution of the underground music and how it became popular with pop punk, you know, bands like Newfound Glory that were, you know, led up by Chad Gilbert, formerly of Shai Hulud. I don't know if you got into them. I got into Shai Hulud. That's how I found about Newfound Glory. I loved
I didn't listen to any of those
but
bands.
But anywho, so coming out of that, the Green Day getting up there, and then you also see today's artists, maybe like A Day to Remember showing some signs of punk rock being in that in the...
Like a subgenre?
Yeah, in the subgenres. Now... Because the subgenres kind of took over the main genres, it seemed like, from the early 2000s to now. But so are there any bands that kind of either fell in between that you think that should have gotten that extra push? Were there bands like AFI that you think that shouldn't have made that jump to commercial? Or, you know, what's your thoughts over the last few years of how the scene's evolved?
I think the Blanks should have been bigger.
I agree. Absolutely.
We would have been fun. You know? We would have had a good time. You know, it's difficult because you're in your band and you're just trying to play and, you know, do your thing. And when you're in your mid-20s is just the best time, you know, because you don't need a real job yet if you're, you know... If you're lucky enough to have supportive family around you and, you know, so you can go out on tour and stuff like that, you know? So our band was very lucky to be able to do that and have jobs where we can leave every, you know, twice a year for 2 weeks at a time or 3 weeks at a time and come back to them. And what was the question?
basically, you watched punk rock go into the mainstream with punk bands. What were your thoughts around that period and, you know, where your band was at that time?
Yeah. I think at the time you're kind of jealous, you know?
Okay.
You're like, oh, how come Rancid gets to...
Yeah. How come they're playing Ruby Soho on MTV?
Right. How come they get to do that? And how come we have to open for them?
Yeah. Well, I think the Tony Hawk Pro Skater game kind of helped push them into different demographics that they normally wouldn't have reached.
Right. I think a big thing about getting popular like that is where you're from. Unfortunately, being on the East Coast, you know, we have really good bands over here, but they just don't get the recognition like the California bands do.
Oh, I agree.
You turn on... a Sirius XM. Yeah. I listen to Marky Ramone's Blitzkrieg or whatever.
Okay.
Right? This radio show. Oh, and your radio show too, Andrew.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Yeah. No, no, but the bulk of the songs on the more commercial radio is all these bands are.
Oh, you mean what the hell do we call that? Pogo City Radio you're talking about.
Well, I don't know. I don't
the
know
music,
what I'm listening.
The music radio show, not the sports one.
Yeah. Sure.
Just say yeah. Sure. Good. All right. Cool. It makes me happy. Thanks.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, you got to get lucky, right? I mean, from the East Coast, really. I think the only band that really, well, I mean, the Bouncing Souls did pretty good, right?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I would say so.
What would you say about the Casualties now?
They have a new record out now, I think, too.
You know, the Casualties really stuck it out.
Yeah,
you know,
they changed quite a bit though their sound.
They sure did. They had a lot of, I mean, what do they have? One original member.
Yeah, the singer. Yeah.
So
right, but the bulk of the band has been around for
about 90.
A long time.
That's that lineup that they have with Rick on bass. Rick came in during the Stay Out of Order album, which was 98, I believe. They've had about that same lineup. Yeah.
So they I mean, good for them. They. You know, and they're doing great right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, I know they keep putting out albums. I mean, not really my cup of tea anymore, but they are putting out albums though.
Yeah, well,
yeah. But you know, they're still playing, and they want to do it, so it's fantastic.
So I have a quick question then. So, is there any new bands that are that capture your old soul? Because like I'm an old soul in the sense of, you know, with my music as well, like I'm starting to realize that some of these newer bands I'm very extra picky about now, and it's like
right
so
well, that's what happens when you turn 30.
Yep, exactly.
Well, yes.
No, but there is a band, actually there's a band I've been I've seen now a couple times called Crazy and the Brains.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard of them yet, but they're really cool. They do a. They're almost like a Johnny Thunders, right?
Oh, that's so awesome, man! That's awesome.
No, but well, what they did, they took music from the girl bands of the 50s.
Right.
Like
my boyfriend's back, and he's coming.
Yeah. So they take that kind of music, and they actually have an xylophone player.
Wow, and, that's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, but it's very punk rock, and to me, they're my favorite new band.
Yeah, the last new punk band like that I checked out was War on Women.
Oh,
yeah.
Sounds
well, it's a feminist.
Like
it's
movie
a feminist
on
punk
Lifetime.
Band. Yeah, it's a feminist punk band.
Like a bikini kid.
Ironically, one of my friends toured with them, and he is a he. So
he is a he.
Uh-huh. So, but he toured with.
Are
Wong.
You sure? Did you lift up the skirt?
I have not. But if you would like to, I could arrange that for you to check, and then you can come back on the podcast and let us know. What the conclusion is.
We might have to save that for the other podcast.
Yeah, we'll do some video, too. We'll put it on Instagram.
Wow, we're pushing it here.
we'll start a Twitter poll.
All right, Mike. But, I mean, we had a lot of fun talking to you, man. Thanks for setting some time aside for us. We're glad you came on. Everybody, make sure. I mean, we got an event going on Sunday also.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, the same time. And, so you have to pick. Either you're going to punk rock with them
or
you're
going to punk rock with us. You can go to both.
You can go to both? Yeah, what time is your show? What time is your set time?
The Blanks will play by 6:30.
6:30. Yeah, that's we'll be wrapping things up around 6. So it's
okay.
The next
you
town over.
Hurry.
Yeah, it's the next town over. You guys got to go run over there and check out Blank 77 this Saturday. Make sure you pick up a new copy of their split with the Parasitics, Getting Blasted on Jailhouse Records.
Get your vinyl now.
That's right. Absolutely. Check out the new album. All right.
And they can buy a T-shirt. Wonder.
say hi to Johnny at the merch.
Do you have any
right?
Like ignorantly colored shirts? Because I definitely need some new gear.
What color do you like?
Like I don't know, like for fluorescent ignorant colors. Like if there's a hot pink or if like there's like a hot green, like neon green and stuff, man. I'm all about it.
Pee on it. I don't know.
Maybe they can pee on it.
Yeah, is it white? We could tie dye it.
Oh, that, yeah, we can do that too.
Yeah, we'll talk. Although that's kind of weird, a hippie punk rocker shirt.
I don't know. You got things like Against Me.
I don't get that. No, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, no, all right. Yeah. All right. I was just, hey, you know, with all these bands mixing genres and stuff, I thought, you know, maybe we could bring, you know, maybe we could bring some of that new age, new wave, millennial shit to this guy over here.
That's the one thing you're not going to get out of us.
Well, then that means that you will always produce consistent material.
That's how I like it.
All right. Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it.
Hey, you guys, you know, I've gotten a chance to listen to some of it. I'll have to say that, you know, it came new to me, thanks to Andrew. And you guys, you sound raw. You know, you sound like a raw punk band, and you feel it. You know, the major thing that I attribute whether or not I'm going to listen to a band ever is when I listen to that track, do I feel like I was in that room with you, and do I get an emotional reaction out of that song? Like, if you listen to Metallica's Blackened and you don't start wanting to feel like you want to, like, launch into battle or something, then yes, then you're not feeling it. So, you know, I feel your material. You know, I'm a hardcore punk kid at heart, and, you know, I'm glad to see that there's bands out there still keeping it real.
Yeah, well, we try. As you know, I just want people to get a boner. That's it.
There you go. There you
get
go.
A boner, and you
and
know,
you will at the Blank show. So head
yes.
there.
Yeah, we guaranteed. Saturday. Yes, guaranteed. If you don't get it from the music, you might get it another way.
There you go.
That's what we can do.
All right.
Scantily clad and dressed in plaid.
Yeah.
That was Blank 77 coming off the On Speed 5-inch. Never seen another 5-inch in my life. But I hope you guys liked that Mike Blank's interview. It was a lot of fun when we got to do it. So, yeah, it's pretty fucking awesome hearing those stories on the road and all that. So let's get back to the music with the Misfits and Bullet.
Play the dance floor, there ain't a body in the street. Right down in Raya, Kennedy's shattered head, it's concrete. Right down in Raya, shining by the bottom and shining by the stairs. From Jackie and Rose, Texas is an average when your husband is dead. Texas is an average when the big of his head. Texas is the reason that the president says you gotta suck, 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 and suck. President's floor, there ain't a body in the street. Right down in Raya. Up.
All right, that was the Misfits with a Bullet. Now, the lovely rude girl Jessica making a special guest appearance. There you go. No sound check on Jessica, but oh shit! Wait, no. We good thing. All right, say hi again, Jess.
What's up, Pogo Land?
That time they heard you. That time they heard you. But yeah, Jessica just
never the same without me, baby.
Wandering up into the studio, the lovely rude girl Jessica. Now, Jessica, I was feeling lazy, so what I did was I went back to Bedlam in the Blanks over at voiceofbedlam.com, and I clipped out Mike Blanks's 20-something minute interview and snuck it in there.
That's a good
one. So I kind of just saved like a half hour. Do you know what I mean? And now we only have 9 minutes left.
Awesome.
Talk about ripping the people off.
It is so hot out today.
Jessica just walked home from the hospital. Jessica, the hospital is yeah. Jessica's second home.
I'm a hot mess.
She has two. Do you have two cigarettes lit right now?
Yeah, I got to put this one out. I didn't realize I lit a unmentholed, non-menthol.
So they were giving you some good drugs at the hospital, accidentally smoking two cigarettes at once?
Yeah, a little bit of Dilaudid, a little bit of morphine, you know.
I wonder if any of our friends made those drugs. But I don't know. I have no songs queued up. I've played only Jersey bands so far, and we only got 9 more minutes, so maybe I'll stick with only Jersey bands. And let's see. I got to think of one off the top of my head. Ah, there we are. A little bit of Banner of Hope. Good choice, Jessica. Antisocial. Pogo City Radio. Little bit of Banner of Hope on Pogo City Radio. I already said it was Jessica's choice. You want double the credit? You got a microphone over there you could use. Hold on. Yeah, try it. Wait, say hi.
What's going on?
There you are. There's the lovely. Say hi again.
Hi, Pogo Lands. Never the same without me. Yes, aren't you so glad I showed up?
She had to move closer to the air conditioner before she passes out like she did 3 times at the last Blank show.
Shut up. It's because Mike makes me weak in my knees. Like, sorry.
Not even the Blanks, just Mike.
No, just Mike. I'm not going to lie.
There you go. Take that, Tim and Chad. All right. Why don't we do a little bit of the Bristles? And let's come off the Pogo Attack with Bomb tonight. Mm. We're going to let this keep spinning and go with another fight. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll catch you on Friday.